A thousand vampires? I asked. Martin shrugged. Many. Many will be their personal guards. Others, the highest-ranking servants, I suppose you would call them. They are like Susan and myself. There may also be mortal foot soldiers there to keep the sacrifices in line. Sacrifices? Plural? Martin nodded. The ceremonies of the Red Court of old could last for days, with blood sacrifices made every few minutes. There might be 100 or 200 others chosen to die before the ritual. I didn't shudder, but only by sheer force of will. Yeah, priming the pump, I nodded. Probably they're doing it right now. Yes, Martin said. What we need, I said. A diversion, Martin said. I nodded. Get everyone looking in one direction. Then Susan, Leah, and I will hit the temple, get the kid. Then we all run for Father Fort Hill Sanctuary on holy ground. They'll catch us long before we can cover that distance. You ever tried chasing a fairy through the woods at night? I asked wryly. Trust me, if we can break contact, we can make it a few miles. Why not retreat directly to the spirit world? Martin asked. I shook my head. No way. Creatures this old and powerful know all the tricks there, and they'll be familiar with the terrain on the other side that close to their strong places. I won't fight them on that ground unless there's no other choice. We head for the church. I pointed to the location of the church in a small town only about 2.5 miles from Chichen Itza. Martin smiled faintly. Do you honestly think a parish chapel will withstand the might of the Red King? I have to think that, Martin, I said. Besides, I think a parish chapel with all 3 swords defending it, along with 2 members of the White Council and an elder sorceress of the Winter She, will be a tough nut to crack. And all we have to do is make it until dawn. Then we're back in the jungle and gone. Martin mused on that for a moment and said, It might work. Yeah, it might, I said. We need to move. Our ride is outside waiting. Right. Martin looked at Susan and nodded. Then he put his fingers to his mouth and let out a piercing whistle. The good-natured discussion came to a halt, and he said, The car's outside. Let's go, people, I said quietly. It's the big green car outside. Everyone grew serious rather rapidly and began gathering up their various forms of gear. Susan went out first to make sure there weren't any problems with Leah, and everyone filed out after her, Sonya last. Sonya, I said, who did I get cast as? Sam, Sonya said. I blinked at him. Not... Oh, for crying out loud, it was perfectly obvious who I should have been. Sonya shrugged. It was no contest. They gave Gandalf to your godmother. You got Sam. He started to leave, and then paused. Harry, you have read the books as well, yes? Sure, I said. Then you know that Sam was the true hero of the tale, Sonya said. That he faced far greater and more terrible foes than he ever should have had to face, and did so with courage. That he went alone into a black and terrible land, stormed a dark fortress, and resisted the most terrible temptation of his world for the sake of the friend he loved. That in the end, it was his actions, and his actions alone, that made it possible for light to overcome darkness. I thought about that for a second. Then I said, Oh. He clapped me on the shoulder and left. He didn't mention the other part of the book. That following the heroes when they set out was the 10th member of their party. A broken creature who went through all the same dangers and trials, who had made a single bad choice and taken up a power he didn't understand, and who had become a demented, miserable, living nightmare because of it. In the end, he had been just as necessary to the overthrow of the darkness. But he sure as hell didn't enjoy his part. I shook my head and berated myself sharply. Here I was wasting time talking about a damn book, about a world of blacks and whites with precious little in the way of gray, where you could tell the good guys from the bad guys with about 2 seconds of effort. And right now, I didn't give a damn about good and bad. I just wanted a little girl home safe. It didn't matter which of them I was, as long as I got Maggie home. I picked up my bag, left St. Mary's behind me, and stalked out to my wicked godmother's limo, pulling the soft hood of my dark cape up over my head. If I was on the road to hell, at least I was going in style.